It happens just about every day once you join a social media site. You open your email, and there it is, a request by someone you kinda know, asking to be your friend. Many people simply click yes. Rick Foote says that isn't a good idea. Foote is with Public Strategies, a national corporate campaign firm.
I don't think a lot of people put into or think about those type of things when they're friending somebody or creating their social networks. So I think now people are kind of paying attention to that, going, wow, that could be an issue.
Because based on your job and the occupation of your new friend, there could be the appearance of an inappropriate relationship.
There's the lobbyist, government official, gray area, and then obviously the lawyer or judge situation, the doctor patient or journalist and whoever their interviewing is or whoever their source is.
Okay, so let's see who I've got here on my Facebook friends list. College buddies, coworkers, no problems there. Okay, here's a little gray area. I've got a couple of elected officials, at least three state agency PR people, and let's see here. Oh, here's a good one. I've got a friend who's a lobbyist, but we were personal friends before he was a lobbyist. So can I keep him? Well, Public Strategies Rick Foote says no.
Do you want to disclose it every single time you write a story about whatever company he's lobbying for? I mean, as a journalist, you may need to go to that level. You may want to unfriend a lobbyist just because of that.
While being a friend on Facebook doesn't mean you are actually friends with someone, public perception matters. But Greg Knapp says it's not the relationship, it's how you use it that matters. Knapp is a lawyer and lobbyist with Santos Alliances.
Whether it's on Facebook, whether they're members of the same country club or gin club or play golf together regularly, so long as they're complying with the ethics rules that apply to the judges and attorneys.
And if there is an ethical misstep, it's out in the open, on the web, for people to see.
This can be fairly self-regulating.
Andy Wilson is with Public Citizen Texas, a political watchdog group.
Until we see a clear-cut case where it's creating a conflict of interest or where some sort of proprietary information is being passed from one party to another that would violate open meetings laws or judicial and legal codes of conduct, I think that this is fine.
Social media friendships are a lot more accessible to groups like Public Citizen than if a lawyer or politician meets at a private country club over drinks. I mean, they can ask to be Facebook friends, too. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.